You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday.
Hello.
And happy Take That Day.
Oh,
with
yes.
With them coming to the Hunter.
Strange.
Stephen. Not excited at all.
Not your vibe.
No, not really. But hey, that's all right. Different strokes for different folks, you know?
Yeah, you know who they are, but I couldn't name a single song.
No. None
yeah.
of them.
No. Yep.
There you go. I think that's probably the sentiment.
That's great.
That's
yeah.
why they're coming to the Hunter. Now, how was everyone's weekend around the team?
Yeah, pretty good. I was pretty good. I slept awful last night. Too hot.
Yeah.
Too hot last
too.
Night. Mm. But hopefully a cooler change soon.
And oh then, my God.
We'll get
please.
Back to nice sleeps.
Yeah, good.
What, do you not pay for the air conditioner at your place?
No, obviously I don't. So I feel bad turning it on.
Oh. Do you have one in your room, Stephen?
No.
At the chateau?
No. Well, it's not. Shadow to begin with, but no, we got one in kind of like a communal living area.
Yeah,
so if you want to feel the effects of it, you got to sleep with the door open. I feel weird about that.
Right, I would be door open. What about you, Ari? Do you have aircon in your room?
I do. I've ducted in my house over at Cameron Park. So it's pretty good.
Oh, it is pretty fancy.
I
isn't
do
it?
Love it. Yes.
Just imagine the aircon into every single room.
It is a bit of a catch-22, isn't it? Like, you get aircon, but you got to live in Cameron Park. So, like...
Hey, yeah. Some would argue it's better than Hamilton, so let's not have this debate.
Yeah, that is true.
Suburb slamming. We love it in Newey.
One of Newcastle's oldest hobbies. It's going to be a great show ahead. And, yeah, it's just good to be back. Back and pressing buttons and talking.
We've got 5 shows ahead of us, team.
I know,
that's
how
what, that's why I love Monday.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
So Saturday night went to Mr. Rice on Derby Street.
Never
which
heard
is
of
this
it.
Like yeah, it's a little Chinese restaurant. They're very, very busy.
Okay.
How about this for an unusual dish?
Mm-hmm.
A fish and pickle soup.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
Ooh.
But it was actually amazing.
Okay.
Why'd you order it? Why did you decide to try it?
Because I think...
Someone's calling out to you.
Yeah, pretty much. Went, look at that. That's so unusual. Checking in on, like... Here's a good tip as well,
yep.
right? Places that have menus with no pictures, you jump on Google Maps and search for that particular restaurant
mm-hmm.
and see pictures of the food that other people have taken photos of.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right? And it did that. I was like, oh, that looks good. Let's try it.
Mm.
It was unbelievable.
There you go.
It's such a weird combination you'd never think of. But trust me, it's delicious.
Did it actually have a strong flavor of pickles?
It's a sort of different kind of pickle. It's not; they're not like the pickled cucumbers, right? It's just a bit sour, really.
Oh.
Interesting.
Really interesting. Never tried it before. Loved it.
Well,
there you go. What a
food adventure right here in Newcastle.
What a journey you've been on this weekend.
Oh, my God. I'm a different man for it, is all I'll say.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Jared, these fires, let's talk them, hey?
It feels like we're talking about one every single time we have these chats in the morning.
Yeah, what's going on? Do something about it.
The one burning near Karua, which everyone has obviously smelt over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
It's cleared almost 1,000 hectares of bushland.
Wow.
That's a big one.
It's a big one.
That's
it sparked
huge.
Saturday afternoon within the Wallaroo State Forest, and it was 2 separate fires burning, and they've now combined along the Pacific Highway. Way east of the Buckets Way, creating this mega inferno, which by Oof. Sunday morning had tripled in size.
Jeez, that's too big.
Yeah, so thankfully yesterday the forecast winds didn't quite get there.
Okay.
So fireys were able to sort of start to contain it. They've been doing backburning overnight. But there are forecast winds set to come through today, which could push the fire west-southwesterly. So fire crews are obviously on high alert for that today. So there, thankfully, no reports of any homes have been lost. But the Buckets Way this morning remains closed in both directions. And the fire crews say that snap lane closures could occur on the Pacific Highway if you're heading north, as crews do attempt to get on top of the blaze.
Yeah, you've got to make way for the you know, crew cars.
And they could be on the side of the road. So just make sure you're slowing slowing down.
UFM. The Novos.
Once in a lifetime opportunity, really. I've seen come up for sale Queen Elizabeth's 2016 Range Rover.
Ooh.
What, like the local paper or whatever?
No, it's available online through some car dealership in the UK. So it's listed at £224,000, which is about 450,000 Australian.
Oh my God.
That's quite a lot.
Quite expensive.
That's like a house deposit.
I mean, yeah. Oh, it's the 4 hours, isn't it? Yeah. Seems steep. It seems really steep, like you guys have kind of alluded to, especially for a second-hand car.
Mm.
But I guess it's basically just like a demo model, isn't it? Like, you wouldn't have been driving it too much. It's probably only on, you know, paved roads. It's not, yeah, it's probably been looked after, I would say.
Oh, I don't know. She could have been, like, rolling around, like, Need for Speed Underground too.
I think she's doing doughies.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But she does like, or did like, driving on her rural estates.
Okay.
So maybe it's had, you might need to change the shockies.
Wheel along or something.
Yeah, because she used to drive around a lot in her countryside estates. Mm. She used to love it.
Interesting. The price is very high, but I guess that's what you pay for a piece of history.
That's true.
I mean, like, the Obamas were in it as well. I know. Like, this car's, if, you know, if it could talk, the stories would be able to tell.
I reckon, yeah.
What excites me the most about this car is that it's listed to come with royal modifications.
Ooh. What does that even mean?
Like gold? Gold-trimmed everything?
Well, I don't know. Like, my mind instantly thinks, like, makes me so excited. I think, you know, maybe there's a couple missiles come with the car, or, like, an ejectable front seat, or, you know, deployable road spikes, or, I don't know, like, all this kind of, like, spy tech in there.
I was going to say, this sounds like it's for Johnny English, not the Queen.
Yeah, I think what you want is James Bond's car.
Yeah.
I think you'd be more likely, you press a button, and out comes, like, a little car console with a, you know, a silver tray with some whiskey and some glasses ready to go. That's more her vibe, I think.
Shaken, not stirred.
Well, I wish it was even that exciting, because I've had a look. I've had a bit of a deep dive into these royal modifications. How's this? This is what they include. Covert lighting, specially adapted fixed steps so she can get up into the car.
Of course.
Police emergency lighting, plus various other modifications ordered by Lizzie herself to make the car more accessible.
So basically,
that's so boring. It's old proofed it.
Yeah.
It's a grandma car, basically.
So the possibilities are endless when you hear royal modifications. You think this is going to be so cool.
So exciting.
Yeah.
And that, they are so disappointing.
A couple extra steps to help her get in. Unbelievable.
I don't think that's worth that much money.
So essentially the money that you're paying for is just the fact of it was Lizzie's car.
Yeah.
That's mostly. You could grab one of those, like, caravan steps.
One for the expo on the weekend.
For a boomer step, as I call it.
Yeah.
And just buy a normal car. That sounds like a waste.
Unbelievable.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So music's night of night, or day of day for us with the time difference.
Sure.
Grammys is today, which is exciting.
Big.
Bit of discourse, though. I want to see how you guys feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard all the kind of rumours about how Taylor Swift is going to move, you know, the star and the moon, and it'll do everything basically to get to the Super Bowl next week.
Blah, blah,
to watch Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce not in attendance today with Taylor Swift for the Grammys. He's too busy focusing on the Super Bowl, he reckons.
As he should, that's his job.
Taylor Swift's job as well is to perform.
Who's more important in the relationship?
Well, I mean, her performance also comes from the fact that she sits in the stands and watches. That's her performing. She's like, yeah, I'll support you for
no,
my
but like,
talk about the other way around.
Well,
no, but what I'm saying is, like, she's hopping off that plane. Where's she playing, Tokyo or something? She hops off stage, jumps on a plane, and travels like 12 hours to go watch the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And then she's got to get on another another plane basically straight away and come to, like, start her Australia leg of the tour.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So she's, like, basically moving everything, moving, you know, like, the continents earth. And stuff, moving the earth to try and get there to support him uh-huh. on his, like, big day.
Mm-hmm.
If Midnights wins Album of the Year today... Taylor Swift would be the only artist to ever win Album of the Year 4 times.
He's going
to be like record breaking.
History.
History cool. making. He's like, ah. Oh,
can't be bothered.
A week out? Oh, nah, not sure. What's he doing a week out from the game?
Surely he could hop on a very short flight.
She's in the country.
Yeah, in the same country and have like some, I don't know, what do they eat at those kind of parties? Just canapes and champagne.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything with negative calories. and join. I'm on your side. He should be supporting his you know.
His partner. I think he should be there as well. Anyway, unbelievable. That's what I think. That's my 2 cents. I hate to be the fun police, but I'm getting up on my side. Basically, of late, and you guys have been involved as well, we've put council on flames a little bit for the lack of available parking in Newcastle.
Sure.
In
the always
city,
do.
Right? No, yeah. I mean, sort it out in Newtali, basically.
That's the key message, isn't it?
It's the key message. Yeah. But now they are absolutely taking the piss, right? One Nova cashier has posted a word of warning to fellow early risers after copping a parking fine at 4:20 a.m.
What are they doing giving out fines that early?
I know. Sure, go to bed.
That
sure,
is got better too things early. To do. Yeah.
Basically, a bit of context behind this, and this is what they're claiming, of course. They claim to have parked on Shortland Esplanade while enjoying a swim at the newly renovated Newcastle Ocean Baths.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, that's like where all the street parking is, that little one-way street that goes all the way up and around. And they're parked on there. They've returned to their car after enjoying their early morning swim to have been slapped with an $129 fine.
Hmm? Oh.
Well, now, I was there yesterday at the Newcastle Ocean Baths.
Yeah.
And admittedly, there are a lot of signs kind of like along the esplanade there that say no parking between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. It is like marked there. Now, I believe that's probably there to stop people illegally camping.
Oh.
To be like squatting there and sleeping there and stuff like that.
Oh, that's
I don't think the purpose of those signs is to prevent people from having a swim before work at 4 a.m.
That is, and if you parked there at 4:00 a.m, you'd be thinking, I'll be safe.
Well, that's what you'd think. Yeah, you'd be like, oh, they would have done their checks, you know. They would have been there at 10:59, with
just
their little
double checking,
their clipboard out, their pen and paper, and all that. Who is up? That's exactly right. Who is up surveying that, patrolling that stretch of road at 4 a.m? It's unbelievable.
Now, I've been reading through some of the comment section of this, and here's an interesting comment from someone who says, there is a particular ranger who is always cruising around Dixon Park at Merriweather early morning before work. I think he lives locally.
Oh.
Not sure if he books the time for a flex or just likes playing local policeman, but he is quite zealous. Always also checking microchips on dogs and booking cars.
Oh, wow.
So be alert is the message. And if you're going for that morning swim, make sure you, like, find a legal parking spot.
Maybe this ranger's just trying to get a promotion at work. He's like, if I get all these fines done early in the morning, I'm sure in for a pay rise.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Well, like, you said find a legal park.
Mm-hmm.
Like, near the Newcastle Ocean Baths there, if you're not parking on Shortland Esplanade, I don't even know where you can park. Like, Nobby's or something is probably your closest.
It is ridiculous.
Like, that's like a K-and-a-half walk or something.
They should change that earlier time. Like, you know how it's whatever it is, 11 till 5.
Yeah.
It should be 11 till 4.
Yeah.
For early morning
swimmers. Exactly, I don't know. I think, like, you've been stung here. I don't think it's there to stop that early morning swim, those rules. It's there to stop people camping and stuff like that. I don't know. They need to reassess.
Definitely got to sort that out.
UFM. The Novos.
I have seen a hilarious video last week that I had to share with you guys because you'll get a right laugh out of it. And I'm sure Stephen has done this on his own time as well.
So basically,
a tradie and a young apprentice tradie has been caught on camera at his client's house taking a few little thirst trap selfies. And for those who don't know what a thirst trap is, it's basically a term for a social media post or photo that's meant to entice someone in a sensual way. That's about as G-rated as I could get it.
Yeah, trying to get them hot and heavy.
Yeah.
So what's he taking photos under his trousers or something like that, is he?
Not exactly. That would be really bad. No. That's so,
is that what you do, is it, Steve?
No.
Yeah, okay. Well, obviously. So he's just standing in this mirror. The video shows he's got his phone in his hand. He's lifting up his shirt, kind of flexing and showing his skinny little abs on his skinny little body. He's like 18 years old, so he's a young one. Anyway, so
hasn't
he's like
learnt the life lessons.
No,
yet.
That's it. So yeah, so he's flexing, sending these photos to, well, we can assume whomever. Trying to trap. And then all of a sudden, his boss gets a text. So the owners of the house who they're working in has caught him on the house camera. So there's a video in the home. It's like at-home surveillance, right? In the home.
Right.
Yep. So they've caught him taking all these weird-looking photos, text the boss and be like, hey, you need to check on your apprentice. He's doing something funny. So he goes in, turns him around, shows him to the house camera. He's like, what's that over there, mate? What do you think that is? And he's like, oh, I don't know. He goes, the owners are watching you, so stop taking selfies on the job. And he's like, how bad would you feel if you got caught in the act doing something a little bit sensual?
It is a long apprenticeship ahead for this poor fellow.
Yeah.
If your tradie catches you, you know, first year doing that sort of stuff, you've got another 3 years
constant ribbing. Every time you go to a bathroom, don't take too many photos in there, mate.
Leave your phone with me, mate. Yeah. You won't be needing that in there, will you?
Every single time you use a toilet from now until the end of the apprenticeship.
Every time
you pass a mirror of any kind, they'll be like, leave your phone in the other room.
That's it, you're getting tools out the car, are you? Don't be looking in the reflection of the window, all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
A poor bloke as well, he'll be get called pretty boy and all that sort of stuff. He doesn't understand as well as when you're 35 kilos, your abs don't count, do they? Like, when you're just skinny like that.
Probably one of the lightest people I've ever seen. That's a fully grown adult.
Poor bloke. I feel bad for him. I really do.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And just in time for Valentine's Day, there's the Newcastle sign changer is back.
What?
So there's somebody around Newcastle who goes around, like, say there's a street sign.
Uh-huh.
A common one that's been done a few times is Bates Street, which they changed to Mates Street.
Oh,
just
that's
by
sweet.
Like widening out a little bit and texturing in
a little bit.
Permanent
marker and stuff like that.
Yeah. The latest one, just in time for Valentine's Day at Cook's Hill, they have whited out the G on Glover's Lane. So it is now Lover's Lane. Which I think is a little bit cute.
Yeah, why not?
Maybe they should just leave it.
Well, apparently, right, they keep doing this particular one, and then obviously council sees it there, they get the paint scraper out, take it back off again, and they just do it again, which I think is a fun little, you know, backwards and forwards.
It really is a victimless crime. The definition of.
I think it's a bit cute, and like you said, maybe they should leave it.
Hey, speaking of Valentine's Day, ufm.com.au is the place to go because, of course, we've got a Valentine's Day speed dating, Valentine's Day speed putting, I guess,
which is
very exciting. It's coming up Monday before Valentine's Day, and we need some eligible singles to come and maybe find their significant other.
Imagine that, you find love through New FM.
God,
it's just so romantic, isn't it?
A story to tell the grandkids.
All we ask in return is we're invited to the wedding.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all
I'll
we
take
ask
it.
In return.
And I'll be the MC, you be the best man. Okay? Done.
Sorted. Fosh.
and Ari in the bridal party.
Sorted.
It's very, very simple, really. We don't ask for much. Something I'm not proud of at the weekend.
Yeah.
My wife.
It's a safe space.
Yeah, well, thank you. I feel more secure in telling this story now, less self-conscious. My wife, Emmy, brought home from the shops, from Woolies, a little packet of shortbread creams.
Ooh.
Now, that's a tasty little biscuit.
Yeah.
And it is a smaller size packet. I don't know how many's in there, like 12. Not many.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shrinkflation. It's getting the best of all of this, right?
It's real.
But when she brought it home, I was like, oh, That's my one weakness.
Oh,
she knows it. Maybe why she's bought it. And furthermore, she opened it and ate one and then left it on the kitchen counter.
What do you reckon this is, like a Hansel and Gretel type? Was she fattening you up or something?
Well, this is what I'm worried about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because it is like leaving an open bag of schmackos in front of it, in front of a pooch. You just don't do it, right?
Yeah.
Rookie mistake.
Of course, straight up. I was in the middle of making coffee at this point. Of course.
Oh, no, a Dunkin' biscuit.
A Dunkin' biscuit near a hot beverage. Are you kidding me?
The stars are aligning here.
I put two on the little plate, next, like on each side of the coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that was so good. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the last time I had one because I don't buy them because they're a weakness.
The yep. best way to avoid them is to not buy them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I yeah. never buy them because of this weakness. Anyway, mm. one goes, oh, God, they went down just too easy. Suddenly they're gone. Like,
oh,
where did those?
Finished it.
No, not the whole pack. Just oh. the two to start.
Okay.
But this is early in the morning. Elevensies come round, right?
Oh, right,
okay. Then I go, oh, it's probably time for a tea at this point, isn't it? And then, oh, I better have another two. And then another one disappeared. And then by the end of the day, like, oh, it's time for dessert after dinner. What's around? Nothing. Got a couple of these shortbread creams. End of the day, there's like one or two left in the packet.
Ooh.
Might as well just finish them.
Oh. What's the point in saving them?
What's the point? What's the point in getting a container out, a clip-lock container, and putting them in there for two little lonely biscuits in the packet?
You're like shaking the container. Like, there must be a hole in the bottom of this box or something. We've all done it, haven't we?
Yeah.
Everyone, I think, has a certain either snack, savoury or sweet.
Yeah.
And when you buy a pack and you open it, you're just going to finish it.
Yeah.
You just can't help it. Mm. There's something about it.
My one weakness, and I'm the same, like you get like a hair lackey or something to like, you know, like tighten up the package to try and keep it. You're like, oh, there is like three left. Is these, I'm an absolute fiend for those like the red twist licorice sticks you get. Those little like, I think Daryl Lee are the best ones. Those like raspberry
American
twist.
Licorice, is it?
Yeah. Oh, unbelievable. And the same, I'll be like, I'll go to put them away. I'm like, that's enough. Your stomach starts to hurt. I'm like, all right, that's my sign that I've had enough. You look in the bottom of the little packet. There's like five left. You're like, oh, I've got to finish them.
Yeah.
You may as well at this point. What about yourself, Ari? Do you have a weakness snack?
I am such a sucker for Doritos, the nacho
really?
Cheese. Like, oh, yeah. If you open a bag of Doritos, if I try and just have two or maybe a handful, no. It's all done. It's all downhill from there. I'm
it's
having
the
entire the packet.
Yeah, or sometimes you put a few in a bowl.
Yeah.
You think that's going to solve it?
And you keep going back and getting more.
Refilling the bowl.
You don't have the discipline, do we?
No.
All right, this is what I want to do here. 4967-4105. What is that snack or food or whatever when you open the packet? You just have to finish it.
Mm.
You just cannot stop. There's just something about it. Everyone's
it's your one weakness.
The kryptonite snack is what we're after here. Up for grabs, of course, we've got, how about this, a double in-season pass to see Bob Marley, One Love, thanks to Event Cinemas at Glendale and Katara.
Bob Marley, man.
All right, let's... This is the new movie. It's sort of movie documentary together. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
Do you reckon Bob Marley ever liked a snack?
I reckon maybe he had a few munchy weaknesses back in his time.
Probably.
A few munchy kryptonite.
Maybe it was the shortbread cream. Maybe it was the Doritos. Who knows? 4967-4105. What is your weakness snack? Maybe it's sweet. Maybe it's savoury.
Yeah, let's go to Belmont first. Morning, Dave. Tell us, what's your weakness food?
Curly Whirlies.
Curly? Ooh. I haven't had a Curly Whirly in years. You still just get them at Coles and stuff?
Yeah, still get them at Wally's.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Nice.
Do they come in like a multi-pack? Is that what does you in?
No, it comes in a really, they're only tiny packs. So, like, what does me in is as soon as I smell them, it's the caramel.
You smell Ooh. That caramel and you think, this Curly Whirly is all mine.
I remember as well, like, all the other Chockies used to be like a dollar at the tuck shop when I was growing up, but a Curly Whirly was like 80 cents.
Oh, so yeah,
you get
cheaper.
It for a bargain, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next to Raymond Terrace, Debbie, what's your weakness kryptonite snack?
The little Twix packets. You buy a packet, I think there's 12. They're only small, but they're
seriously light and fluffy chocolate, and you start off with one, and then they're gone.
The problem is, and I'm the same as you, Deb, is that, like, the airy chocolates, you're like, it's just air. You're like, it can't be that bad for you. You smash them down.
And you tell yourself, oh, there's 12 there. If I just have, like, one a day, that'll last a couple of weeks, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That giggle, that all-knowing giggle.
A guilty giggle.
That's what that is.
All right, now we're going to head over to Curry Curry. Good morning, Paul. What's your snacker choice there?
Oh, it'd have to be the M&M's.
Oh, family bag?
The big bag, yeah.
Yeah, has to be, nice.
You know a snack is problematic when it comes in a bucket, isn't it? M&M's and Maltesers are both in that category. They shouldn't be coming in the same thing that you pour cement in.
1, 2, 3.
On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, Three of a Kind is back and better than ever in 2024. And, I mean, it is super exciting time to be playing because it is only local winners. Now, if you haven't heard of Three of a Kind before, basically what we do is we get two Novocastrians on the line. Mm-hmm. They battle it out in this, I guess, war of wit and intelligence and speed.
Ooh.
Is the first to, I guess, get two points out of a potential three. You've just got to name the theme word or the key word of the three items we give you.
That's right. Let's meet our contestants for this morning, shall we?
Yeah, we'll go to the terrace first. Morning, Debbie. How's things?
Oh, good morning. Yeah, good.
Yeah,
good.
You had a good weekend, did you?
Oh, yeah, not so bad. Pretty good.
I mean, now you're playing Three of a Kind. It's only looking up from here, isn't it?
I didn't have to work, so it was good.
That's always a win. Up against Debbie, we go to Currumbong. Morning, Ben. How's things?
Good, thanks, mate. How's yourself?
Yeah, very, very well. Now, I'm assuming both our contestants know how to play the game, but before we get into it, we need to test the technology. So, both of you need to remember that your name is your buzzer. So, Deb, can you go first for us?
Deb.
Lovely. Ben, you're next.
Ben.
All right, easy.
Both one-syllable names, which always leads to an advantage, which crosses out the advantage because you both have it.
All right, so it is first of two, best of three, and of course we are playing for a family pass to the Maitland Show. So everything to play for. Best of luck to both our contestants. The first one I've got for you guys is rap, R&B and country.
Ben.
Ben was quickest there.
Genre of music.
Absolutely correct. Well done. One on the board to Ben. All right.
You need no pressure
this one
here.
You need to get this one, Deb, to stay alive.
Sure.
Next one I've got for you is Carefree, Libra, Tampax.
Ben
was quickest there.
Oh. Women's pads.
Yeah, I'll take
accepted.
That. Yeah, sanitary products. Yeah, I'll take that.
Wow, there you go. Congratulations. You're off to the Maitland Show. Well done, Ben.
Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome. Nice. Now, Deb, as our runner-up, can we get you back for another go tomorrow?
Oh, 100%.
Yes!
Everyone's
kicked a goal.
Only local winners. We move to the Asia Cup for this next story because I feel like Australia's been done in, not in terms of the game, although it was a shame to go down to Korea overnight.
Yeah.
Essentially for this, for the stall that is supposed to represent Australia.
Right, okay.
So where are these located? Are they outside the stadium or something?
Exactly. Yeah. They're these sort of little, like, showcases, I guess, of each country that is in the cup to try and, I guess, promote that country.
So it's like you've gone to, like, the Holiday Expo and they've got, like, your little come with us and how cool is this?
Yeah.
But it's like tourism for all the individual countries. Is that right?
That's basically what it is.
Okay.
Now, a lot of the different countries, they've got all their exotic foods and spices that you might find at the market or, you know, some handicrafts or goods that are made in that place. And Australia, having so many fantastic things, you know, to represent our country, mm-hmm. you expect it to be a very full stall with lots of shelves and lots of things on there.
Yeah.
It seems like we've been a full afterthought.
Right,
they had,
okay.
And this is about as weird as it gets, right? They had two bowling pins.
Okay.
A tennis ball and a Woolworths paper shopping bag.
That's it?
That is, all these other ones, they had the shelves lined with dozens of exotic goods and that's all we had.
I guess Woolies is Australian, but what's tennis and bowling pins got to do with anything?
Yeah, isn't bowling like an American pastime? We just kind of adopted it.
It's not really a top, you know, export of Australia, is it?
No,
I feel like we've really, really been done in. So what I thought we'd do around the team, come up with some things that should be in the stall that should represent Australia, because, I mean, sky's the limit, you know, and they could have put absolutely anything. Whoever's done this has really, really, I guess, made Australia,
the ball, haven't they?
Made Australia look bad, is what I'm alluding to. I reckon we could start with, like, some, you know, maybe to set the scene on the ground, some sand from Stockton Beach.
Okay.
Controversial.
But can we please bring it back at the end, because we need that.
Yeah.
Right?
That's, okay.
And then maybe some food could be in there as well to show off, you know, the great Australian cuisine. Maybe some fresh oysters from out Port Stephens way.
That
would be cool.
Some prawns.
Maybe some prawns. That's a good idea as well, just to show off our great produce.
Mm.
And perhaps as well, I was thinking like a Shout Brewing pale ale in Hamilton, you know, just to show off how good our beer is.
Mm.
How, what about you guys? Have you got any ideas of what we could have in our stall?
Yeah, well, I think the key to a good stall is that it feels a bit like a party.
Okay.
And what you need at a party is good food and good music.
Yeah.
So I think we should send some of Australia's finest cuisine. And in lieu of Australia having a real iconic, I guess, national dish, because you don't have one like other countries kind of do, I vote we send some Raj's butter chicken over there with some garlic naan to represent some of our finest cuisine.
How could you resist that?
And if we need some music to liven up the area as well, you could go to Raj's on Derby there, and while you're collecting your food, just grab that tambourine off the bloke who's always there busking. Send that over there as well. That's, you know, two birds, one stone. You get music over there in part of our stall, and you stop old mate from playing it on Derby Street.
At first I was going to say, you're not representing us well, but then I see what you're doing there. You're getting rid of him.
Yeah, well, two sounds birds, great. One stone.
Well, that's fair enough. But what also complements that would be some drinks, of course, with your food. So why don't we take a little bit of maybe some bottles from our Hunter Valley wineries, maybe like a nice Bimbadjan Moscato, you know, things like that. Or, and if you want to have some fun, just to show how awesome and loose we are over in Newcastle in this country, we can put like one of those boards in there, you know, like from when you go sandboarding on the sand dunes up at Port Stephens, just past Stockton there.
Yes.
So it's like, yeah, everybody's done a sand dune, so, you know.
Perfect. There we go. Well, I think they should put us in charge of the committee for sort that stall out next year, because what they did was an absolute travesty.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
I'm fearful, team, that I've become a bit of a Karen.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
So, basically, I thought I was well within my right. I went out and had a little bit of a whinge and a moan. I thought justified, but I've been informed by my partner, Siobhan, that perhaps I stepped out of line a little bit.
Oh,
I'll set the scene for you, give you the details.
I'm ready. Here we go.
Basically, because I moved into Hamilton at the moment, I moved in with Siobhan's auntie and uncle, and it's a great place to be. Like, honestly, the house is lovely. They've got, like, a little pool there. It's close to everything, you know, close to Beaumont, close to Broadmeadow Station. It's honestly, in terms of location, perfect. Like, I went to the Jets game on Saturday, so close to McDonald Jones Stadium.
Oh,
you can almost walk.
Almost.
It's you could walk if you're in better shape than me. It's probably like between 1.5 and 2 Ks or something like that.
Right.
So it is walkable distance. Anyway, that's not where this problem is. The problem is that because it is such a good location, lots of people are trying to capitalize on that, and they're trying to build there.
Okay.
So there seems to be a lot of people on the street who are kind of like knocking down old houses and building new ones there.
Makes sense.
Yep.
So this is happening right next door to us. So the house literally to the right, if you're looking at our place from the street, is all getting built at the moment. Basically, it's all like scaffolding and stuff at the moment. Like, there's a slab down, but it's really early stages of the build.
Mm-hmm.
But that means that there's builders coming around all kinds of times, or, you know, like sometimes they come on the weekend, etc.
Oh, cars everywhere.
Well, I have no issue at all with the noise, because, like, I mean, if they start early, I start earlier. I promise you that in the show, we start early, so it doesn't bother me. But what does bother me is when I come home from work, I've got to park, like, a K away from the house, because there is just all the street parking is taken up by these builders.
Oh.
Now,
Basically, what happened is they've got this driveway at this house that they're building. And on a sign, it says, please do not block this. It is our entry point or whatever. Mm. I was like, what a joke. I can't believe they're writing this. So I parked there. They came out. They were upset. I was like, you know what? Like, I'm actually parking at the closest spot close to... That is my house there. You're actually blocking my house. Don't worry about the blocking this build. You're blocking my house. How about you park somewhere else? Anyway, so we got into a bit of an altercation, a bit of a to and fro. And I was like, I can't believe they're taking up all the spots on the street. This is outrageous. This is what I said to my partner, Siobhan. I was like, I can't believe they're taking up all the spots. This is unbelievable. She was like, they're allowed to park there. It is public. It's a public street. They're allowed to park there. And I was like, I know, but it feels a bit like a grey area, like using the disabled dunny, right? Like,
no, now it's not the same.
Now, it's not illegal, but you shouldn't do it. That's how I think. Like, it's not illegal for them to park out the front of our place, but they shouldn't be doing it.
This is ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Do you not think that's the perfect analogy?
No, it is not the perfect analogy. It is a public street. You can park wherever you want.
Yeah, that is kind of true. However, if it is right directly out of front of your home, I feel like you have absolute warranty to just snag it for yourself. Just put up some cones, but like, nah, only the owners can park.
Maybe the cones. That's a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I think you guys are out of your minds. It's a public road. You can't stop people from parking on the side.
But
the same way you can't stop someone from driving on it.
Yeah, but it's so inconvenient. Like, you got to walk like a K sometimes. I'm sure this has happened to you as well, Cravo, and you've thought, bugger, I'm going to have to park heaps far away.
Yeah, but I also think, that's the way it works because it's a public road. You cannot stop someone. You don't own the bit of street in front of your house. Oh, that annoys me so much, people that think they own the part of the street right in front of their house. Anyone can park anywhere. That's the way it works. If you want if you want private parking, build a driveway.
You know what? The thing is, though, if you have more than at least two cars that you can fit in a garage, more than two people in your house, you've got extra cars, so you need to park them out on the street in front of the house that they're in, okay?
Yeah.
When you have a lot of people in the house, Cravo, I mean, and then all of a sudden all these builders want to come and park directly opposite the building site so they don't have to walk two blocks.
Builders carpool or something?
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
That's ridiculous. Oh,
I do like this, though, because it does feel like I've got a little devil and angel on each shoulder, because clearly you think I've gone a bit Karen, Cravo.
Yeah, you are. Next, you're going to be with a bob haircut.
No,
and blonde tips.
Now, yeah, that'll do you. I think, Ari Moore, you feel like I'm justified, though.
Oh, I do. I'm sorry, but I think you are justified here.
Well, let's let Newcastle decide. Okay. 4967-4105 is that magic number. Is it all right to park in front of someone else's house? To Mayfield West first. Morning, Nicole. What are your thoughts?
Hey, I'm with you guys. Don't park out front of someone else's house for lengthy periods of time.
It's so inconvenient, isn't it? You got to walk ages. Like, if you've got the shopping or something, you're trying to juggle it to the front door. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, plus the fact that people park outside your house for 6 days, don't move their car, so, you know.
But, Nicole, like, if you drive... Like, do you also wish that people that didn't live in your street don't drive down it?
No. It's not that ridiculous.
but you do own the bit in front of your house, you reckon?
Well, if I can't park out the front of my own house because other people's cars are there and they don't park close enough to the driveway that you can actually get in front of it, and then I'm hanging over my own driveway and hubby can't get his car out, very inconvenient for us. Just because you've got a caravan in front of your house and you can't park your own car there doesn't mean you come and park in front of someone else's house.
This feels very personal. I feel like this might be happening to you, Nicole.
A very specific example, isn't it? But it is one point for us.
It is. All right.
Okay, now let's head over to Head and Greta. Good morning, Christy. What are your thoughts?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're very well. Great for a Monday. Better hearing you. What are your thoughts on this debate?
Hey, absolutely not. No way. How can you? You can't do this. It's not okay.
Now, you're referring to parking in front of someone else's house, right?
Afraid, did you say?
Are you referring to parking in front of someone else's house?
Yes, you can't. No. So we have three rentals beside us.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, I know. That's so annoying. we have
two adults and two kids that are currently on P. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And basically, we have four cars. So we're on a corner block, and next mm-hmm. door decide, hang on, we'll leave space out the front of our house so our friends have a parking spot. But we'll just, you know, take up yours instead.
Uh-oh. So you're in all sorts of trouble. So many parking spots taken.
What I reckon has happened here is because we knock off so early.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I reckon Cravo's got the first pick on his street. Everyone else is still at work when he gets home.
Yeah, so
he
it's never gets a problem.
Wherever he wants, not a problem for yeah. him. For everyone else who's getting their last, you know, working long days, battlers like me and Ari. You know, you get there, there's slim pickings. You've got to walk ages.
Regretfully, I have to give you this. Come on! 100% of Newcastle saying you cannot park in front of someone else's house. According to Stephen and Ari, should be illegal.
Newcastle's in the midst of one of its biggest ever turf wars.
Is it?
Yeah, and the pettiness of this is, I think, what is so exciting about the story. What brings the intrigue? Yeah, we are absolutely all that kind of gear going on. Basically, for those who are unfamiliar, and this has been in the news for maybe a week or so, there's a stretch of turf on Glenwood Drive between Thornton and Beresfield, which is causing drama.
This is actual grass turf situation.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I mean actual turf war.
Right.
Basically, it's like this stretch of turf I would call mullet-esque. Is how I describe
mullet-esque.
It. Because at the front, it's kind of like trimmed up, short back and sides, looking real nice. Uh-huh.
Neat and tidy.
On the other side, though, towards the back, it's, you know, free-flowing. It's a bit bushier, you know? A bit more like the back. Mullet-esque, I think, is a good analogy to use for this. Basically, yeah, there's been dramas between, I guess, Maitland City Council and Newcastle City Council. Because there is basically this invisible line where the turf goes from nice and manicured and looked after to long and, like, bushy and all kinds
out of control.
And that is the border between those two councils. So it's between, like, Thornton and Beresfield. And it is so petty, the back and forth that these councils have had. It's so funny. Basically, here's a quote. Hey, and this is posted on the socials. Uh-huh. Hey, City of Newcastle, your section of Glenwood Drive, Beresford, is looking a bit shabby. Now, this is posted by Walls End MP Sonia Hornery.
Ah, yes.
Who is pretty partial to a bit of online drama, I suppose. Likes to call it how it is.
Exactly. Yeah. She actually, you know, looks out for people. She doesn't mind calling things out.
She's yeah. gone on to say, Maitland City Council always keep their Thornton side trimmed. Looks good. However, your side would be a terrible hiding spot for snakes. And then she said, I can arrange a ribbon cutting for councillors if this helps get you there.
Wow.
That's epic.
You need like a high-vis jacket and some shovels or something for a photo op. Get them over there to cut the lawn.
Newcastle Herald will be there. Oh, well, yeah, we'll see you yeah. there.
It's so petty, I love it. Basically, in response, the City of Newcastle's spokesperson has said, this is, yet again, classic trolling behaviour by state member for Walls End. Rather than focusing on her state responsibilities and securing financial investment for her New South Wales government and for the Walls End community, she continues to punch down on the local council workers.
Punch down, wow.
That is emotive language.
It's aggressive, yeah.
How hard is it to send a bloke out from the council onto the mower and just mow that bit?
I tend to agree with Sonia, hey? Like, if this was happening in, like, Bar Beach or something, it'd get mowed straight away, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right. It would not never be heard of. Yeah. That's right.
It's because of where it is. They're just dismissing it. And you know what? Fun of her to bring the danger of snakes element in.
Yeah, well, that forces their hand, doesn't it? Well, as soon as it becomes a safety issue, that's it. They've been warned. They've got to, you know, they've got to act quick.
If someone gets bitten there.
I love the idea, though, of, I bet you there's a council worker for Maitland who's like, oh, it's just an extra couple metres. Do you want me to just mow the rest of this patch? And they've gone, no.
Don't touch it. Do not cross this line.
This is Newcastle's job. We will not touch it. It's so petty, isn't it?
Pack up the mowers, boys. We're going home.
New FM. The Novos. Boys.
Now, boys, I don't know if you've seen this online. So concern has been raised over the past week over one of our favourite Sesame Street characters, Elmo. Have you seen any posts about him lately?
Yeah, well, it's hard to avoid on the internet, basically. It had to do something of him asking if people are okay or something
like
that,
basically.
Right?
I saw something about this. Yeah, what's going on?
So the Elmo account posted a question on X, or as what we know as Twitter. Mm-hmm. He just said, "How is everybody doing?" Just casually, keeping it light, just asking the population of Earth how they're going. Obviously, the post went viral because, you know, all the kids are not all right, apparently. So users have been essentially trauma dumping, sharing their personal issues, ranging from stresses at work to the cost of living to their family issues, all that type of stuff. So it also garnered over 200 million views.
Wow.
And received more than 18,000 comments. Now, what was interesting about this was all the celebrities and the companies that kind of got involved in this little reply section. So even rapper T-Pain replied that he was just looking for somebody to talk to and show him some love. It's like, okay, T-Pain, I thought you were doing pretty well with your music, but all right.
Yeah.
And also, all I can hear it is in the auto-tune voice.
Yeah.
Buy me a drink. I'm doing okay.
And then you've got his fellow Sesame Streeters, like the Cookie Monster, saying, "Here to talk about it when you want. We'll supply the cookies."
Nice.
Yeah, so that's really cute. So President Joe Biden also responded, but then you got companies like Oreos responding, "They ran out of milk. Do the math."
That is my favourite, I think.
Yeah. Then obviously Ritz Crackers jumped on board saying, "Maybe save this question for another time." So, yeah, so a lot of comments as well, because it's been in the news saying, "Is everything okay with Elmo? Like, is he all right? Is he having a mentee bee?" Like, yeah.
I don't know. What was his birthday over the weekend?
Maybe he's feeling old.
Yeah.
Could be that.
Well, he's turned 3.5 again, as he did the year before and the year before that and the year before that.
Right.
But I don't know. I just think one of my favourite bit about these kind of the posts I have seen, the few posts I've seen online, is there's a lot of finger pointing at Elmo. It's like, I'm not okay, and this is because you lied to me about what life was going to be like.
Oh,
you
know?
Like, Sesame Street never told me there was mortgages involved, you know?
That's heavy.
Yeah. Cost of living through the roof.
Yeah, Elmo, when did you warn us about that, Elmo, huh? There was a lot of finger pointing at our favourite little red Muppet.
Yeah. It's so sad, though. Like, that's just all these people just commenting, "Yeah, not doing well. Can we not talk about this? But are you okay? Like, why are you asking?"
Well, yeah. I think that's Elmo just trying to open up the conversation, which is pretty healthy in the end.
Well, it is. Make sure you reach out, I guess, is the lesson to be taken from this. Reach out to your friends, to your family, loved ones, whoever, colleagues. Make sure they're doing all right as well.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Now, team, I had a massive win yesterday. Not just a mini win, a massive win. I've sent you both a video. Basically, producer Chip and I, plus another friend of ours, Reese, went on a little beach date.
Yeah. Aww,
so
we went to
Newcastle Ocean Bars, the newly renovated ones, of course.
Nice.
And then from there, we went and had lunch at Queen's Wharf.
Did you share an ice cream there as well?
No, we did not, unfortunately.
One cone between three?
Yeah. Well, where was mine and Crevo's invite?
I apologise.
I'm giving
do
you
better.
Wasn't my event. It wasn't my event, you know. It wasn't my party to invite you
to.
You know?
Right.
Chip
who
organised it.
So we'll blame Chip. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Fair enough.
Anyway, I digress. It was, you know, I, Chip and Reese, like everyone else in Newcastle, went to the bars yesterday. It was so busy. Mm-hmm. So hard to get parking. Well, you know, Reese was complaining that he reckons he did 17 laps before finding a park on Shortland Esplanade.
Wow.
But I reckon I got the best park spot in all of Newcastle and the Hunter. I've sent you that video of where my car is.
You are right.
In relation to where the baths is.
You are out the front.
Is that not the best spot in all of Newcastle?
Pure luck. That's a fluke.
VIP treatment. And they had your name there, didn't they, on it?
Stephen from the Novos.
Yeah, do you know who I am? And they went for a swim.
Yeah, that's it. At all times, that's ready for you, Stephen.
I had to give poor Chippy a lift to his car after, you know. He's out in the burbs, so probably parked near Charlestown or something, I imagine.
20-minute drive, was it?
Closest bay. Got an Uber in the end.
Yeah. You know what? That's just karma for not inviting us. Well, Chippy, do better.
Yeah, do better, Chippy. Indeed. Yeah. I couldn't have done better than that. Best bay in all of Newcastle, I think.
Very, very impressive.
New FM's Speed Putting. For love. RipItGolf.com.
Oh, this is so exciting. We're trying to bring more love to Newcastle.
Yeah.
We love love.
That's it, we
That's
do.
That's my favourite line.
Go.
Yeah, well, I think we all share that love of love here on the show.
Yeah.
And with Valentine's Day getting so close, what we thought we'd do is set up a little, I guess, speed dating over putt-putt at Rippert Golf.
This is so cute.
It is, really. We've got some singles that are going to be mingling over a bit of putt-putt, some pizzas, drinks, all the fun stuff. Mm. Very simple. If you want to register, you think, oh, I could do that, you just go newfm.com.au, click on the win page, and then look for the little Rippert Golf symbol. As simple as that.
It's going to be a fun night.
Oh, yeah. We'll be there hosting.
I'm already warm and fuzzy just thinking about it. We're not even there yet.
No.
Imagine what could happen. Heaps of people around Newcastle could find the true love of their life.
You just never know. You've got to take that leap.
New FM wedding on the cards, I think.
Fingers crossed. Am I right?
Yes.
Let's meet our first, I guess it's not really contestant, but potential person that finds love.
Eligible single, I would say.
That's a simpler way of saying it. From Maitland, it's Jessica. Good morning, Jessica. How are you?
Good morning. I'm all right. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Wonderful.
You seem bright and bubbly. Have you been single for a while? What's your situation?
No. So, unfortunately, I've got a bit of a bummer of a story. So I was at work probably about a week ago. My ex texted me telling me he wanted to end the relationship.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's no good. But you know what?
I had already planned Valentine's Day for him and everything, so...
Well, you know what? His loss.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You can do better than someone who's going to drop you over a text message. Yes. You deserve so much better than that, Jessica. Mm. So what we'll do is it'll be, you know, our mission to try and find you love. But what we've got to do is, I guess, ask you a few questions so that, you know, the scientists behind the scene can try and match you up with the most compatible, eligible single in Newcastle, right? So...
Yep.
A couple quick questions for you, Jessica, just so that the scientists can jot this down and we can sort all this out in the background.
Yeah. They're already in their coats and stuff.
And we haven't written these questions. They've sent them to us. So, yeah. I mean, it is some of them are a bit odd, but anyway, I digress. The first one on the sheet here is when you're having pasta, when you're eating spaghetti bolognese, do you cut your pasta up or do you twirl it on the fork?
Well, I usually twirl mine on the fork.
Ah, yeah.
Twirler.
Okay. Noted.
Have you got that, scientist? Yep, they've written it. Give me a nod. They've written it down.
They're nodding away in the background.
Okay, Jess. Nerds. Second question. Second question is a little bit more tame. Where is your favourite place to go in Newcastle, or favourite thing to do?
Or Maitland.
Well, it would have to be Newcastle. I love going to the beach, just late night train ride to the beach.
Oh, ooh, nice. Do you have a favourite spot?
Not really, no. Just Newcastle Beach in general. Just love going and sitting there and listening to the waves.
There we go. Lovely.
Serene.
Long walks along the beaches.
Okay.
Okay, very good.
And the last one we've got for you, Jessica, is, and God, I can only apologise for the questions they've handed to me here. If you were to describe yourself as one sauce, what sauce would it be and why?
Wow.
Not my question. I'm sorry, Jessica.
Oh, well, I don't even know what sauce I'd be. Something, maybe like a tomato sauce, because you've got that sweetness behind it and you've got the zinginess as well. So I'm pretty zingy in the way of I have an adventurous mind.
This is lovely.
And then the sweetness behind it, of course, I'm a very sweet person.
There you go.
You sound it too. I love that answer.
Sweet and zingy.
Well, the scientists are giving me a nod. Congratulations. You've got yourself an invite to our Valentine's Day speed putting, which is, of course, happening next Monday. So we've got all the information. You're going to be there, and fingers crossed we can find you some love, Jessica.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome. It's going to be a great night.
And like we said, if you want to be, you know, there or thereabouts, if you're listening thinking, wow, Jessica sounds nice and I'm single, newfm.com.au is the place to go. Of course, register there and we'll be talking to other eligible singles throughout the week before, of course, next Monday is the big day.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
And if there are some cranky people around the office today, we were saying behind the scenes, all slept so poorly last night because of the heat.
Three out of four of the team, all who don't have aircon in the bedroom, all slept badly.
So if there's some people who are, you know, have a bit of short temper today at the office,
you know,
probably
why.
Running on very little sleep.
Yeah.
So true. Also, don't remember. there's a perfect example. Don't forget our cash tracks are back. New FM's cash tracks. Every single one worth $105. You got to listen out throughout the day. Don't listen to anything else. And if you write them all down and then listen for Joel for your drive home, your live and local drive home, and get through, you could win that $105 per correct cash track. You need title and artist.
Pretty simple, yeah, but, isn't
no,
it?
No, it yeah. is. It absolutely
very,
is.
Very easy.
We also gave away some of our tickets, rather, to go see the new Bob Marley film. It's called One Love, I believe.
Bob That's Marley, right. man.
Yeah, very nice.
Stephen's favourite. Yeah, so we gave that away to the lovely Christy in Head and Greta. She was talking to us about her parking issues, living on the corner where her house is situated. I have to say, I'm in the same boat as her, so I get the struggle.
You can't park in front of someone else's house.
You so can't.
That's the lesson we've learnt today. Mm. Hey, anyone up to anything exciting for the rest of your Monday, I suppose?
Just a bit of work this arvo. Mm. What about you, Stephen?
I've got, tonight, me and Siobhan have the house to ourselves.
Oh.
First time in, I don't know, ages. Because now we're living with her auntie and uncle, of That's course, right. and her cousins and stuff. It's a full house.
The Hamilton Chateau, the lights will be dimmed, candles whole, lit.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something a little bit romantic, aren't we?
Yes.
The whole place to ourselves.
Get the music playing.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't even thought of something. I'm going to have to run to the shops and do something a little bit romantic, I think.
Bit fancy, yeah. Make sure you buy candles. That is the
number one tip.
Yeah, don't miss that. Have a great day, everyone. Remember, listen out for those cash tracks at all times.
And stay cool. Know.
Well, that too. It's going to be another scorcher, mm-hmm. as I said. And we'll catch you tomorrow.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure, just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.